Ray, love your work. I live in Young and I own and breed greyhounds. I'm 60. I watched Troy Grant on Paul Murray Live last night. Yes, Paul texted me to tell me that the Deputy Premier would be with him. I couldn't believe the lies and ignorance of a man who's in control of our state. He was shown a video of Katrina Hodgkinson's speech in Parliament. Then he said quite clearly that all three tracks in her electorate had been closed. He's either an idiot or he lies. There are two choices. He's the racing minister not knowing his own portfolio. In fact, Tamora raced last Saturday and Young raced this Saturday. And the three tracks have race dates right through until July 2017, lie one. And then she documents the other lies. But if he's the the racing minister and he's prepared to go on Paul Murray Live last night and lie to the viewers across Australia on Sky News when he's shown Katrina Hodgkins from the National Party talking about why she wouldn't vote with him and why she crossed the floor. And he says quite plainly, oh no, all three tracks in her electorate have been closed. You see, it's not a lie. You're talking about a bloke with the IQ of a kumquat, obviously. He is the racing minister. He should be equipped for interviews like the one he did with Paul Murray last night, but he just thinks he's not going to be either caught out at this lie or the lie will be discussed. And let me tell you something about things, Troy. I don't give a bugger you're threatening to sue. Do your best. Do your best. But I still believe you abused that gentleman at that meeting in Dubbo and offered him outside. Not the act of a police minister or a man of courage, is it really? Third, this is the leader of the Nationals. Telling lies on Sky News last night. All three tracks in Katrina Hodgkinson's electorate have closed down. Tamora raced last Saturday and Young raced next Saturday and the three tracks have race dates right through until the closure of greyhound racing July 1 next year. I got a tip. There's a story by Andrew Clennell this morning in the Daily Telegraph in New South Wales. It says that Troy Grant said he was bringing a submission to reorganise the top of the police force to cabinet today. My insiders in Parliament say it's most unusual. This is from inside the party. That the cabinet meet on a Thursday. Usually they do it much earlier in the week on a Monday. I'll check with Andrew Clennell just to make sure that it's right. But Troy Grant says they meet today and Andrew Clennell says today. But other people say they very unusual for the cabinet to meet on a Thursday. We'll find out anyway. And of course, if you missed it just prior to the news, Troy Grant's the racing minister. And people might think, oh, this is nitpicking. It's not. The organisation, or one of the organisations that's been part of New South Wales greyhound racing forever, and I speak with some authority here because I was employed by them as the greyhound caller at Appin back in the late 70s, early 80s, is the GBATA. That stands for the Greyhound Breeders, Owners and Trainers Association. The other organisation before Greyhounds Racing New South Wales took control was the NCA, and they controlled a number of tracks, including Wentworth Park. The GBATA controlled Harold Park when it was a greyhound track as well as a trotting track. But it's always been known, and I think it's been around for, you know, for as long as greyhound racing's been around, back in the 1920s, I'd imagine, as the GBATA. And you would expect that the racing minister, who told me personally when he made this decision to ban greyhound racing, oh, you don't understand, mate, I've got a cousin who's a greyhound trainer. You'd think that someone who is the minister for racing would understand that, you know, the ATC is the Australian Turf Club, the GBATA is the Greyhound Breeders, Owners and Trainers Association. But all of a sudden last night on Paul Murray's program, he decided it had become...
I referred to the joint working group earlier, just 12 months ago. Jaboda said no to breeding quotas.
Jaboda. The GBATA has become, via the nincompoop racing minister, and that's what he is, Jaboda. During the interview, I'm told by Paul Murray, he kept bragging about the people he knows in the industry. What in Jaboda? I mean, it's just embarrassing. I'm told by some of his colleagues he was a lumbering copper. He's now a lumbering deputy premier, fair dinkum. And of course, his leader said just before that...
We're not trying to win re-election.
That's good, because you won't.